welcome to Films of Our Lives. I'm Victoria Feltham.
And I'm Stuart Feltham.
And then if you didn't guess from our lovely singing
which
there...
Which you wouldn't have. Would you...
although I'm quite proud of myself because I kept singing Titanic when we were practising. This is E.T.
The Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
If we call it by its correct name.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you. So I never knew that until we started... preparing for this podcast. So is it, it's not called E.T.?
Well, it is called E.T.
But it's called E.T. the Extraterrestrial. And that's always been the case since 1982.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day. I just thought it was called E.T.
Well, yeah.
Full stop.
I got really wound up with the name. I got so fed up of writing E.T.
Did you?
When I was doing my homework for this.
Oh, right.
So why can't you have a proper name? And like, when there's other E.T.s.
Problems.
It's like, the ETs are all outside gathering evidence.
Yeah, but his name is E.T.
The Extraterrestrial.
Yeah. E.T. Well, I'll save that from an impressions round.
It doesn't say his own name.
Yes, he does.
Right.
It says, E.T. phone home, E.T. phone home. That's, there you are, a little hint of what's to come.
Anyway, guys, we hope you all had a good Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
happy New Year.
It's been a while.
We haven't spoken to you since last year. It was a fake laugh and then it became real.
Mm.
I laughed at my own joke.
Yes, so
what a loser.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all. To you and yours. We were really, we had so many choices for the film. Of our life.
Yeah, because Stu was given a lot of DVDs, some duplicates, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, but it just means that I can give you it.
Yeah, and you I don't have it.
And
Stu and I, we watched on DVD.
New Year's Day was just laden with films of our lives.
Yeah, oh my gosh, New Year's Day, yeah. So,
we're in the
UK, but... So I don't know how it was
on, like,
in the rest
BBC,
of the world.
Channel 4 and Channel 5.
Everything was on.
They had Splash.
Yep.
Turner and Hooch.
Yep. E.T.
The
Extraterrestrial.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Act.
Yeah. So I just vivoed them all.
And that's just what I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just took a photo of the TV guide and sent it to you.
Yeah.
All of these things.
All
this watched
prep.
Them. Yeah. So much homework to do.
Mm. I was really disappointed when I had to go back to doing film homework.
We had a break.
So let's just get out of the way and then I can enjoy my day.
Oh, it was fun. I hadn't seen E.T. for a long time.
No, I couldn't actually remember the last time I'd watched. It's got to be in a good 10, 15 years.
I always see bits of it because it's always on, isn't it? like around Christmas or Easter or something.
Hmm.
Yes, I've always watched bits of it, but it was nice just to sit down and watch it in full. I remember how good it is.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the review.
And that's the end. Goodbye.
Thumbs up. Right, I've forgotten our format now, so IMDb?
That's what we do. That's how it works. We should have listened to an old one. Got our ratings up.
After a gentle alien becomes stranded on Earth, the being is discovered and befriended by a young boy named Elliot, bringing the extraterrestrial into his suburban Californian house. Elliot introduces E.T., as the alien is dubbed, to his brother and his little sister, and the children decide to keep its existence a secret. Soon, however, E.T. falls ill, resulting in government intervention and dire situation for both Elliot and the alien.
Did you forget how to read things? Because it sounded like you had to stand up in English at school, and then he went to the park and he said... Throw the ball.
That's because I was going to do an impression. But then
I thought you were, because you paused before Elliot, and I thought,
well,
you're going to go, Elliot.
Yeah, I thought about it. Anyway.
Well done. It's a new year. You can always improve.
Who's in this film? I want to know.
I'll tell you. Baby Drew Barrymore is, of course, in this film. And if you don't know what Drew Barrymore's in, then, well, of course you do. And so she's in a million films, such as Driving in Cars with Boys, Charlie's Angels.
Film I don't even know.
Never Been Kissed, and is currently in the Santa Clarita Diet.
None of those films are, like, popular.
Well, of course, well, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true, so.
50 First Dates is a better one.
Oh, my gosh, I love 50 First
Dates. The Wedding Singer.
I love The Wedding Singer.
Adam Sandler films who you say you hate.
I don't hate Adam Sandler. I'm sure he's a very nice man. I just don't enjoy his work, except The Wedding Singer and 50 First Dates. I think if you...
Scream?
Of course she was in Scream. If you refer back to
The Big Daddy
please listen podcast, to it. Please struggling. Do, get our ratings up. I say I don't hate him. I don't enjoy his work, except the two films I've just mentioned. But he seems like a very nice man, and I wish him the best of luck in all his endeavours.
Anyway,
who else is in this? So Elliot is played by Henry Thomas, and I didn't know this, but he was in Gangs of New York with Leonardo DiCaprio. And the guy playing Michael is Robert McNaughton. And he has done mainly theatre since a few films, a few bits and bobs. And then Erica Aleniak, who is the pretty girl that Elliot kisses in the frog dissection scene. And she was in Baywatch.
Oh.
Yeah, and among other things. But Baywatch was the only one that I had seen.
Okay. Should we start at the beginning?
A very good place to start. I think I do that in every podcast.
Nearly. Or, let's start at the very beginning.
That's exactly what that is. That's that exact same song.
Yeah, I know, but that's the bit you normally sing.
But you said let's start at the beginning, I just carried it on. Should we sing it together for our fans to enjoy?
That's been enough, I think. right, so it starts. There's a giant... not that giant.
It starts. Ooh.
It begins. It was a really long...
intro, opening.
Yeah, like, what do you call it? Subtitle credits.
Yeah,
So the spaceship's in the woods. And there's loads of, like, ETs. They look like they're, like, gathering stuff, I presume, for testing.
But I never refer to them as ETs. I refer to them as aliens, and ET is ET.
Yeah, but they're all extraterrestrial.
Yeah, but I... Do you know what I mean? Like, I would just say that they were all aliens and that E.T. is E.T., not that they're all E.T.s.
Well, I've put more as E.T.s in the notes.
Okay.
These people just turn up in cars. Have they seen a spaceship? Are they suspecting?
Yeah, I'm not sure. So they're science.
They're people of science,
aren't they?
I don't know.
I assumed, because they're looking for him. Aren't they?
Them.
The science people, scientists, if you will, they're obviously on the lookout for him.
Them, yes.
Because they...
So maybe they've seen a light, they've seen something land or something.
Yeah, they must have.
Something's happened off film.
We come in and the middle of the action. We don't see the spaceship come down.
Because it's on top of like a hill as well, isn't it? So maybe they've been making their way up.
Yeah.
So they start like running through the woods, chasing these ETs.
Yeah.
But they got like the glowing heart bit, haven't they? Like keeps giving away their position.
Yeah. So, how awkward. Yeah. Trying to hide, but your heart keeps glowing.
Yeah.
Which is normally lovely, but in this instance...
So the spaceship, like E.T., our E.T., is like running to get back, but then they like close the door and then like fly off. He's just left stranded.
Do you ever worry that might happen to you?
No.
Oh.
What? Why would anyone be leaving me behind on a planet?
Oh, I just always worry, like, how will I communicate with them if it happens to me?
Why would you be on another planet?
Well, you never know.
I
didn't know we'd be making a podcast today.
Yeah, but
here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, but... No.
Well. Okay. Well, I'm glad.
We haven't got time to go into your issues, so...
It's one less thing to worry about.
So then we... It cuts off to, like, these lads.
Yeah.
Really annoying lads. They really annoy me.
1980s boys.
Yeah. So they're playing a game, and I presume, like, Elliot is kind of, like... the younger brother that they don't really want hanging around the gang. But they kind of put up with him. They say, like, they can let him play if he goes to get the pizza.
Yeah.
Which is being delivered.
But Elliot seems like kind of a confident, self-assured kind of guy. Like, I don't know why he needs them. Where are his own buddies?
Well, and how old are they compared to him? Because he seems about 10.
They seem like men. Well, not him. Actually, Michael seems like a man.
Like 15. And then, 16, you know,
drives.
Say.
So.
Well, yeah, in reverses.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing he's not of legal age to drive.
Or hasn't learnt it. Because, like, in America, I think you can drive at 15.
I thought it was 15 or 16. Either way, 15. He's only, like, done reversing.
Yeah.
Like, not that. But, yeah, so... But, yeah, maybe he's, like, 12 and 15. He seems quite young.
He seems a lot younger, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, especially when he's just, like, running around in his pyjamas.
Oh.
Yeah, so Elliot goes to get the pizza, and he hears a noise out in, like, this, like, coal shed that they've got. So he throws his baseball into it, and then it, like, gets thrown back out. And then he runs into everyone, and then all the lads just, like, grab kitchen knives and...
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
Also, as well, like, one of them, like, the mum walks past, and one of them, like, goes to, like, pinch her on the... bottom.
I don't like those friends. Find some nicer boys.
And Michael's like, cut it out or whatever. Yeah. And it's like,
ugh.
What are they doing?
Yeah, they're disgusting. So, get new friends, Michael.
They run out to, like, well, it was in the coal shed. We've all got our knives.
Yeah.
If there had been someone, they would have been terrified.
They would have done nothing. They would have run away.
So, yeah.
Imagine, you and I would never have just ran out somewhere with knives.
With a kitchen knife. No.
We just, what's that? I don't know. Call Dad. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Call Dad. Yeah. At all times, call Dad. Never run outside with a knife.
Someone just threw a baseball at the coal shed. Right.
Call Dad. Don't run out with a knife.
Yeah. Let's go and wake Dad up.
Call Dad at work.
So they go back outside because he left the pizza. Well, no, while they're outside, the pizza's on the floor. So they have one pizza between, like...
Yeah, I always find that, that's maddening. Yeah, whenever you watch a film or a TV series, they order a pizza and then what? And they just have a slice each.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Even if that's an 8 slicer, there's not enough for 2 slices each.
No, that's your dinner, is it?
Yeah.
It's bonkers. Or we're just really greedy.
And like the delivery man, who's delivering one pizza?
What a waste.
The cost what a waste of life. Get that delivered. But one thing that I thought this was a new insult.
Yeah.
But obviously it's not. They call Elliot a douchebag.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I thought that was a new insult.
I thought that was like a new...
millennial kind of thing. Oh,
douche.
Yeah.
But they, they called him that. So, Elliot...
What does that mean? Just like a Wally. An idiot. We don't know.
I know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's not family friendly, no?
Well...
Let's not say
I'll tell you
it.
Later.
Okay, tell me later. Tell me off air.
Yeah. So Elliot and his dog, they're like dog-like, because it's like sixth sense. Yeah. What's the dog's name?
Oh, Elliot's dog.
What other films has he been in?
He wasn't on the cast list.
So he then goes out, and there's like these weird like hoof prints on the floor. And then...
Hoof.
Like, he's going for, like... But this is, again, like, Elliot, if he is, like, 10...
Yeah.
He's going out by his own...
by his own.
In the darkness at night. There, for all he knew, was a man in the coal shed.
Yeah.
Like, what's... He had no idea that that could have been an alien.
No.
So why would you go and chase it down?
Yeah.
Just because you heard it again?
Oh, exactly, yeah. He wasn't thinking, suspicious of an alien.
So he bumps into E.T., and they both scream at each other.
Yeah, I wrote down that the noise E.T. makes when Elliot first sees him is amazing. I wanted to put it in the impressions round, but I can't do it justice.
No, it's like a weird noise, isn't it?
But yeah, so Elliot was really brave because all he did was a little bit of screaming and then kind of... And also went back to look for it, which I would never have done. I would have ran away, told Dad.
He has no fear.
Yeah.
Like, for his age...
Yeah.
So then he goes back to bed, doesn't he? And then the next morning, like, cycles up
to the hill
to where it was. And I was wondering what he's doing. He had, like, these, like, sweets.
But can we just touch on a bit of the trivia that you just told me?
If you want.
So I always thought that these sweets were Skittles.
Yeah, well, no, I knew because, well, I saw the packet that it was Reese's.
Ah.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. What rap song is that in?
I don't know.
Talk about Reese's Pieces. Oh,
I don't know. Answers on a postcard. Answers on a postcard. Fans.
Tell us. Rap fans, let us know.
No, we can save that now.
Okay. So that, well, they're not Skittles. But I always thought that they were Skittles, and it always makes me want Skittles.
No, I thought they might have been Skittles, but then I seen they came out of a Reese's or M&M's.
People who make Skittles, maybe send us some Skittles.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Or Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, we've said those things a lot. Skittles.
Free advertising to at least like 10
people. Taste the
rainbow.
Yeah. Mum, buy us some Skittles if you're listening.
Anyway, back on to the thing. I wasn't sure what he was doing with the Reese's Pieces. I'm just going to keep saying it until someone sends me some.
Mum, buy us some Reese's Pieces.
I didn't know whether he was putting them down so he wouldn't get lost himself.
Oh, like in Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah.
Yeah, to leave a trail.
Because he surely had no idea, like, oh, so this alien's going to want these sweets.
Yeah.
But then is that just like a child mindset?
So, yeah, oh, I would follow
want?
Sweets, yeah.
So he sees, well, nothing else happened at this point, but the mum and Michael's the brother, isn't it?
Yeah, the big brother.
They don't believe Elliot. And then Elliot's
I mean,
like,
you wouldn't, would you?
No.
No.
Elliot's then really, like, spiteful about the dad.
Oh, yeah.
To the mum.
What? Yeah, what did he say?
He said about his dad being... She's like, oh...
you need to ring your dad.
He's like, dad would believe me.
Oh,
and
is
then
that
she
what he
says,
said?
Oh, well, why don't you ring him? And he's like, I can't. He's in Mexico with his new...
Oh, bit. I didn't catch that. Yeah. He was with another woman. Right.
And then his mum starts, like, crying. And then Michael's like, what's wrong? And she's like, he hated Mexico. So it's like he went to Mexico with his new
with her, right. I didn't catch what they said there. I meant to ask you about that.
So, yeah, there's like a kind of like underlying daddy slash husband issues going
on.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm going to write another impression. Carry on.
Elliot then camps out that night and E.T. comes back with the Reese's Pieces.
Please send us some.
Yeah, and Elliot keeps like luring him inside. E.T. loves the Reese's. The Reese's
pieces.
But then he runs out and he runs to the drawer and just pulls an apple out of his drawer. Why has he got an apple in his bedroom? Just
might
in case.
Might get hungry.
Yeah, but it would just go in there, it'd just decay.
Yeah. He's a child.
And it's pretty cool, like, moment, like, Elliot's, like, looking at E.T. and he's, like, looking back and then he, like, scratches his forehead.
Oh, and he copies him.
He's copying what he's doing.
And that's kind of what makes Elliot warm to him, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're communicating.
But at the same time, the people who were up looking at the... Well, I presume it's the same people.
Yeah, the scientists.
Find some Reese's Pieces.
Please send us some.
They find it. So Elliot falls asleep, and I thought then that E.T. like left in the night. This is just from my old like memory of it, because in the morning Elliot's sick, isn't he?
Yeah.
But obviously.
Oh no! Wait! But he pretends to be sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah, in my mind, I thought that when because Elliot like kind of just like backwards into a chair like yawning and asleep.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether that was E.T. like putting him to sleep so he could escape.
Oh right.
But obviously that was just me.
Isn't that funny? I've never thought
just
that.
Me making
that
up.
Yeah.
So he fakes illness so he can stay home from school.
What was I going to say? Because he's faking, he puts the thermometer into his lamp, doesn't he, to make it look he has a temperature. I don't understand that. So the mum comes out then with a blanket. So she thinks the temperature's really high. So why is she making him hotter?
Maybe.
You're a parent. Tell me things.
Well, I don't know. Do you sweat a fever out?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
You feed a cold.
Yeah, you starve a fever and feed a cold. But do you sweat out?
You sweat a fever. What's it wrong?
I don't know.
You're so hot. Look at
get
this blanket
warmer.
I do know the dog's name.
Oh,
so
then.
Anyway... Elliot's talking to the... He's trying to communicate with E.T. and he's just telling him, like, loads of, like...
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Just really. Pointing to things and, saying the names. just going back to the mum. So then she says no TV. Can't he watch TV? Yeah, what's he going to do all day? Yeah. He's home ill. I mean, he's not, but...
Yeah. This and it, like, well, yeah. And TV wouldn't have even been that good. It's 1982.
He would have had, didn't even have neighbours.
He would have just had terrestrial, not extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial, just the four channels. Well, I don't know what channels they had in America.
No, probably more. But anyway, Harvey...
Yeah, oh, the dog, well done.
He's not a fan of E.T.
No.
So Michael comes home and he shows Michael Elliot, E.T. and they scream at each other because he's got him like hid in like the closet and like at the back of the closet and stuff. And he also shows the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Gertie.
What a name.
I think that's adorable.
Is it Gertrude?
It must be, yeah.
That name's died out.
Gertie's a really
cute
name.
I've not known a Gertrude since our fish 15 years ago.
Did we have a Gertrude fish?
Did, yeah.
I thought we had Pom Pom.
Yeah, but it was after that. That was when we were still naming fish.
Oh, right. Ah, oh, we were really good at keeping fish in the old days.
Hmm.
They survive for years.
My fish now are doing well. I've only lost one in 2 years.
Well done.
I've got 14.
Good survival rate.
So
they are listeners, now you know.
All the kids promise that they're going to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and poor Gertie screaming, and then Michael just keeps his hand over her mouth for the longest time.
Because does the mum come home?
Yeah, she does. And then,
she's like, what's going on? Oh, yeah, because Elliot's meant to be ill.
Yeah. And she's like, you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Which is always the way.
Because he was like, oh, I was just moving things around.
Yeah. Oh, because the shelf falls down, doesn't it?
Yeah. So E.T., now we find that can speak.
Is this where the promise, I love the way they make promises, like, I have absolute power. You have to make the most awesome promise you've ever.
Yeah.
The most awesome promise.
It's really weird.
Not even weird, that weird.
E.T.'s like, be good.
Oh, hello, Impressions Round Thief. Well, but that was very good, well done.
Yeah.
Because, Eddie keeps telling him to be good, doesn't he?
And, like, he says, like, he wants to phone home, essentially. There's some sort of impression there somewhere.
Doesn't say that yet.
He does, he says it then.
No, not yet. That's when he's with Gertie on his own. You want to call somebody? Ah. And then, they work out together. But E.T.'s really good because he knows not to reveal himself to the mum.
Yeah.
He just knows somehow that it's a secret. Yeah. That the children can be trusted, but not the oldies. Sorry, I didn't know what my point was other than that. Carry on.
Well...
Oh, and I wrote as well, Gertie's reaction to E.T. is correct. In, like, the fear. I think the boys took it too well.
Yeah, there's no element of fear.
Yeah, they're fine. No, Gertie, her reaction's correct. And also when they're like, she has to make the most awesome promise to not tell anyone. No, Stu, I'm sorry. You know, I love you with all my heart, but if you were keeping an alien in your bedroom, I'd definitely have told Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be some sort of authority figure told.
I would have told a grown-up. I would not let you just keep an alien in your room. Hello, sorry, we just had to pause there for a second.
It must sound so odd, all our pauses, because...
There's no pause on the podcast, we just carry on, but for us, we stop like, for 7 minutes.
And then
minutes.
I went to the shop. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, Stu's a family man, so he has to go and do fatherly duties in between podcasting. Where are we?
Is it school?
There's a bit where he knows to kind of stay at home... And then
easy.
And then Gertie comes home. So obviously she finishes school earlier than the boys do, or gets home before because the mum picks her up. So she kind of teaches him some words, which is cute, dresses him up.
Oh, yeah.
And then E.T.'s kind of just hanging around, but the mum's just kind of in her own little world and doesn't really notice him. And then he hides in Gertie's cupboard at one point, and the mum thinks that he's just one of her toys.
Yeah.
And then there's like quite. I can't remember if this is before or after the school scene, but Gertie's walking along carrying loads of things, and then her mum's like, where are you going? And she's like, to play in Elliot's room. And her mum's like, okay, don't let them torture you. I won't. Like, like the mum knows that Gertie really suffers, poor thing. Yeah, so then we've got like the really famous school scene. So at this point, so again, I don't think I caught on to that when I was younger, but oh, they kind of say at the towards the end of the film, Elliot feels what E.T. feels.
Yeah, like they got this like special link.
Yeah, like Voldemort and Harry magic wands.
Mm.
Like you and I with our phones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one understands.
See
that,
other podcasts for details. I'm sure we've mentioned it. But yeah, so E.T.'s at home, like just rummaging through the fridge and eating and drinking everything. So I think he's drinking beer or lager or something.
Reese's milkshake.
Please send us some Reese's milkshake. That sounds nice. And he gets really drunk. And then Elliot's in science class and they're about to dissect a frog, which I'm glad I don't think happens anymore. I've never done that anyway.
We had to at my school.
No, but we went to the same school.
Yeah, we did.
No way.
Might not have been a frog. It might have been an eye.
Oh.
We had to dissect something.
No.
We did.
Maybe I was home ill. I just thought we didn't do that anymore.
We did.
Ah. Like, they had showers in the changing rooms from PE, and no one ever took a shower.
No.
No.
We still dissected a frog.
I just thought dissecting and showers were gone out the window. So Elliot's in there, but because E.T.'s getting drunk, Elliot starts feeling drunk as well and sliding down from the table. And then he decides heroically, and I'm very proud of him for this, to free all the frogs. So starts kind of chucking them out all out the window. Oh, and E.T.'s watching like romantic old and black and white film where the man grabs hold of the woman like and kisses her.
Mm.
And so that's why Elliot does that to the really the pretty girl, Erica Eleniak. Yeah, and then stands on because she's a bit taller than him, isn't she? So he stands on another boy in his year and gives her a kiss and then gets taken away for bad behaviour.
One thing, go back to the frogs, like dissecting them, okay, they're doing it for, like, why do you have to kill them first?
Oh, that was, yeah, so it's not like even they were presented these animals to,
yeah, like that, yeah, died of natural causes.
Yeah, and now you dissect them. No, they had to put, what was it, chloroform?
Yeah.
Cotton wool balls in there so that they, and oh my gosh, and then he says to them, if you don't want to look, you don't have to. What, so they don't have to watch them die, but then they have to cut them open and take out their innards. I think that's horrible.
Horrible.
Ohio, my first horrible of the year.
Yeah. So is this where Michael comes in now?
And yeah.
He's still dressed up as, he's still in drag.
Oh yeah, so he's still, so I think that whole Gertie thing that I talked about before happens afterwards. But there's a, I don't know if you picked up on it. So, is it Gertie who's watching TV? And there's a boy in a TV clip E.T.'s watching it. And then the mum says to the boy, so this has nothing to do with the film, but it's like what E.T. is watching on TV. And the mum says to the little boy, say hello, Uncle Ralph. And the little boy's like, hello, Uncle Ralph. And then it just immediately hangs up. And, like, do you know I can never hang up the phone?
Mm.
I never am the first one. I think that's because of this film, because I remember watching that and just being absolutely horrified that he hung up without saying, like, bye, love you, bye. Because I didn't think I could do that.
Mm.
So I think this film...
You used to hang up.
Huh?
You used to hang up.
Did I? Is that a new little...
Yeah, it's just one of your latest traits.
Oh, one of my little nonsense activities.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's good to know, and glad all our listeners know about that.
Yeah.
all 10 of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, you say things now.
I think we see now that there's it like the author. There's some sort of authority. They've got the house kind of like bugged.
Yeah. So the
they never make it clear who these people are.
And how have they bugged the whole street? How can they hear everything they're saying? Do they have a warrant for that?
Yeah.
Do they need a warrant? I don't know. That doesn't seem like that's okay.
No.
Um,
Big Brother, man.
Yeah. When the mum gets the call about going to, about Elliot being really naughty, she's like, Gertie, I'm just going to go and get Elliot. So she just, like, how old do we think Gertie is? Like five?
Yeah.
What, so she's just left at home on her own?
Yeah.
I wrote in capital letters, bad parenting, exclamation mark. Yeah, she just leaves her at home. I don't understand. Surely, even in 1982, you don't just leave a five-year-old at home on their own.
Well.
Madness.
So it used to be. You used to be able to leave the door open as well. Unlocked. So now we're at Halloween now. We dress up. Going trick-or-treating, I guess.
Yeah. So this is the point. So, because Gertie's shown him, and she had that, like, that little robot computer thing, and then that's how he was communicating that he need. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's how she was teaching him to speak, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to call somebody? So they go out.
Oh, yeah, but then Elliot's, like, trying to make this, like, device, isn't he?
Yeah.
And in the end, they just give E.T. it, and he's like, see, he's smart.
Yeah.
And he's, like,
yeah.
Putting it all together.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? You got very excited.
Oh, no, I just... So are we talking about Halloween now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, obviously they're all in their different costumes, but Gertie is... So the mum thinks that E.T. is Gertie, he's dressed as a ghost, even though she wanted to be a cowgirl.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then takes a photo, and then it's quite funny because the flash makes E.T. fall over. I lolled, in fact. So the mum gives these instructions... Be back 1 hour after sundown.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, Mum.
That's not a specific time, is it?
Why does she...
I made a point about that.
Yeah, what kind of instructions is that? Be back 1 hour after sundown. Oh, okay.
So when the sun's down...
Okay, I have an hour. Go. Like, why not back at 7 or whatever?
Like, you could never be annoyed about someone turning up late.
No.
After that.
Well, the sun came down at this time where I was. It just seems like such a ridiculous thing to say.
Also, that bit as well, when she takes that photo, she's like, oh my God, you guys all look great. And then Elliot's like, thank you. And Michael's like, thank you. And then E.T.'s like, thank you.
Yeah, I forgot that. Thank you. Oh, amazing.
So now they head up to the woods, don't they, to try and phone home.
Yeah.
And the mum leaves... The
classic
house.
Line. Why isn't the mum taking Gertie out trick or treating?
Yeah.
Where is she off to? She's all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Yeah, I've read she leaves the house looking for him. But...
Oh, she does eventually because the other two come home, I guess.
No.
Yeah.
It's before then because the house is empty and the authorities all move in, don't you? You see him like walking up their drive.
Oh, so they've already. Oh no, but the... oh yeah. They've already heard, just to backtrack, they've already heard Michael and Elliot discussing E.T. in the basement or something.
Yeah.
So that's how they know to zoom in. And that's where they're watching the house, I think. But the other two children must be at home because she's not worried or looking for them, is she?
No.
And I think, was Gertie there the whole time then? Because...
Well, it doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Because
she never got to go trick-or-treating.
She's still dressed up.
Yeah.
But did Michael take her, though? Because Elliot and E.T. got...
Oh, yeah, they got off separately. Up. Yeah, so I think then Michael and Gertie must have... Oh, yeah, they do say to Gertie, actually, we'll meet you at such and such.
And he's like, remember, 1 hour after sundown.
Yeah. When I was 5, I couldn't tell time.
No.
I don't think I could when I was 15.
So the device to call to phone home is working up in the woods.
Yeah.
And Elliot, though, he's, like, sad because he doesn't want E.T. to go.
Yeah, and tries to say stay.
Wants to, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So in the morning...
Oh, and I wrote down, we've got the classic, iconic scene of Elliot and E.T. on the bike flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the morning, you've got, like, the police with Elliot's mum... And she's like, oh, he's been missing all night or whatever. And then, but then Elliot comes through the door.
Oh, yeah, looking deathly.
And he's like, he
like he can't find E.T.
Yeah, he says to Michael, like, you have to find him.
Oh, I wrote down Elliot, when Elliot's trying to get him to stay, he says we could grow up together. So I always assumed E.T. was a grown-up alien, but is Elliot... Well, or does he just think of him as a child?
Is there any way of Elliot knowing how old he is?
Yeah, so maybe he just assumes he's a kid.
Yeah.
Also, the police start like surrounding their house with polythene tunnels and things. Is that not now?
No, Michael goes and finds E.T.
Right, okay.
And he's like on the floor in a stream.
All white, completely white, isn't he, at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at home, like, these astronauts start surrounding the house.
With polythene.
Yeah.
And so much polythene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that. Why do they need the spacesuits on?
Why do they need all the polythene?
Yeah. It's like, this is like space quarantine.
Yeah.
I didn't buy this. Like, I think they just take the alien.
Yeah.
And go.
And go. Not surround the house. Everyone seems fine.
I'm just going to keep going in your house. And
yeah. Walking in and out.
Yeah.
Attaching polythene tunnels to vans.
Just giant, like, bubble wrap everywhere.
Like, you know that, No, carry on. I can't remember.
So this is where, like, as well, like, the link between... Because Elliot says, we're dying. When they say, like... And Michael's like, Michael keeps, like, calling him on the, like... Why does he keep saying we? And then when they're interviewing Michael, he's like, they've got a special... like connection feels what E.T. feels.
Oh, I wrote another when they were telling the mum about E.T. just swear the most excellent promise you can make. Excellent promise, awesome promise.
Because before the astronauts come, she's like, get away from, she doesn't trust E.T.
no,
does
she brings them all out the room,
like,
and runs
downstairs.
How did she not notice there was an alien in her house?
I don't know. Pining.
Oh yeah, she is heartbroken, we forget.
So this man, like, turns up as well, and he's like talking to Elliot, and he says that he's wanted, because Elliot's he wants to go home, he needs his family, he wants to go home.
Yeah.
And he says that he's known E.T. So that would suggest that E.T. is a lot older.
Yeah.
If it's the same one that got left behind twice. If that's true.
We don't know how long, because it seems like it's all happened in a matter of days, but has E.T. been there for years?
Where?
On Earth.
Yeah, but what... the spaceship was there.
Oh, okay. We didn't know the time period.
Well, it's on the same hill as well, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, this man says that he knows E.T. and he wants the best for him, and he's like holding Elliot's hand.
Yeah. He's making the most excellent promise you can make, it seems.
Elliot's getting better, but E.T.'s getting worse.
Yeah.
And then I put, like, even Michael's shown very little emotion at this point.
Mm.
But he goes and, like, sits in the cupboard, like, where he
was hiding,
like, hid away. And then the plant, we didn't mention the plant earlier. The plant that E.T. brought back to life, like, dies. And Michael's just like, no!
And then he
assumes the worst. At that point, though, as well, like, he doesn't know that Elliot's getting better. So he might think that both.
But both, right. Yeah, maybe.
So all the doctors are trying to resuscitate him, and at the bottom of, like, their house, all Michael's friends are at the front of, in front of all the press, just like on their bikes, and they're all like, "What's going on up there?" And one of them goes, "They're gonna die."
What, they?
Yeah. Idiot.
We don't like his friends. There's friends with some nice boys.
Hmm. E.T. is declared dead.
Yeah.
And they want to take...
Oh, that was horrible when Elliot's like, stay with me.
Yeah. Ugh. And they want to take E.T. away, and they say to, like, Elliot...
Oh.
Like...
So he says, would you like to spend some time with him? Yeah. I'll stop you there, science man. No, don't leave that child alone with a dead alien.
Yeah.
No, that's probably emotionally scarring, isn't it?
Well, and
here, just hang out with your dead alien best friend, child.
And don't leave anyone unattended with the alien, because we need to do some research on it.
You've gone through this whole palaver of all the polythene.
Yeah.
Why?
And he's just in there in his white pyjamas.
Yeah, nope, not surrounded by polythene.
Or he hasn't got his space suit on. So Elliot's upset because he's like, they're just going to take E.T. away and cut him up. And then when he like shuts E.T. in the little like freezer thing, his stomach like...
Oh yeah, the heart starts beating and, and glowing, which is good in this instance.
And then the plant comes back to life.
So,
and then he's like, E.T., phone home. And
E.T., phone home, E.T. So, but then when the plant comes alive, Michael knows and he jumps up like, yes, and then smacks his head.
Oh, yeah. And then Elliot's really clever as well because E.T. won't shut up, so he just zips him up. And then he's like crying on top of him. Yeah. This is where it gets weird, though.
Oh, this is where it gets weird.
Just here. So Michael goes to tell his friends, like, meet us at the such and such.
Yeah,
we don't see them steal E.T. All of a sudden, E.T. is just in the back of the van, in the freezer. How did they get in there without anyone noticing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they're like, yeah, meet us at the park. And then Michael's like, I've never drove forward before. And it drives off and they got, like, dragging the polythene behind them.
Yeah,
with two men.
Yeah, climbing up the polythene to get into the van. Slowly, I might add, because then Elliot finds time to unclip them and then leave the polythene blowing in the wind on the street.
And then Michael's like, where's the park? And he's like, next to my school. And he's like, where's your school? And he's like, I don't know, Mum always drives it. But when they get there, remarkably, the boys on the bikes are already there.
No sat navs at this point either. No. They all know the way.
They all knew and they're there faster.
Yeah. So they're trying to get him back to E.T. back to his landing site to get his spaceship.
Yeah.
So I've written it amazing again when E.T. makes all the bikes fly. Yeah. Now, what is the rule with flying? Can they only fly when they're on a bicycle? Because E.T.
Do they have to keep pedaling?
But I wrote that, Stu. I wrote that. What? Is that how it works? Must they continue to pedal to be able to fly?
Yeah.
Or is it just habit making them pedal? Yeah.
Probably just they didn't want to stop and they're like, just keep going.
Just keep pedaling, yeah.
Well, one thing about this chase is that E.T.'s on the front of Elliot's bike and then, like, one of his Michael's idiot friends are like, let's split up. I'll stop you there.
Yeah.
If you split up, they're just going to follow the one that's got the alien on the front.
Exactly.
They don't care about you.
They don't care about you two.
Yeah.
With your hat and your glasses on, like you're at college.
Your headphones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, the other thing that annoyed me about the chase was that the police, all they do is drive forward close to where the people are going to be and then brake sharply. So it's like... and the bikes just keep going
through. Yeah.
They don't block them.
No.
They don't stop them.
Oh, they
don't come up alongside them and be like, pull over now.
Yeah, children.
They just stop and then let them carry on. And as well, at this point, where would be the one place
that you would
go? Maybe they're going to go back to where his spaceship landed the first time.
Let's just go there and wait for them.
Yeah. They go there, the spaceship lands. Mum, Gertie, and the man who says he's known him since he was 10 all say, well, they don't say bye, but she says bye. Gertie, aww. I mean.
Yeah.
And he's like, be good. Because he doesn't know how to say goodbye.
Very good. Well done.
And then E.T.'s like, to Elliot, he goes, come. And then Elliot goes, stay.
So they
didn't want to split. And I was like, where are the police? Surely they would have been here
exactly
by now.
By this time. Yeah. Leading scientist is there.
Yeah. And then this, like, these boys have got there on bikes.
Yeah.
Police cars could have sirened up and gone. And then the spaceship leaves, and that's the end of the film.
And it's sad that they have to part, but it's nice because he got to go home.
Yeah.
And who knows what happened? It's been 36, 37 years. He probably came back for a visit.
Yeah, probably got stuck again.
Yeah, oh, no. And then made Elliot's car fly.
Yeah. So, I'll kick things off with a quick falfometer.
Yep.
I've gone 8 out of 10.
Of course.
Very good.
You have.
Very good rating.
I'm giving it...
Very good film.
Of course, a 10.
One thing I said when we said we were doing this film...
Yeah.
What did you give it?
10, of course. All
right. Which we haven't said.
How could you not give it a 10?
Another Spielberg.
Yeah. Yeah, but he is...
Dominated the 80s / early 90s scene.
Well, the film scene. Yeah. Let's not put it into a decade.
the 80s/90s film scene?
No, just the film scene in general.
Right. Well, I don't know any of these lately.
Well, I don't. No. Anyway. I just make a podcast about films. I don't know anything about films.
Just old ones as well.
Just, yeah.
So trivia.
Yes.
And then finish with the impressions, right?
Yes, please. You've already done some exceptional impressions, just like to say. The trivia. So Stu says I can't mention Michael Jackson in every podcast, but I don't think I have. So Michael Jackson recorded an audiobook for E.T. With Steven Spielberg, and I actually have it on record. Kids, see your parents or grandparents to find out what a record is. I might actually post a link on our Twitter page. Please follow us
at Films Lives.
Please be our friend. And you can listen.
And at Feltham Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
And at
Victoria Feltham, probably. Or Feltham Victoria.
No, you're Victoria Feltham.
Or Victoria? Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for knowing that. Yeah. We'll add you. Please be our friend. Thanks, then.
Follow you back.
Yeah.
It's a good trade.
Yeah, we'll follow you back. We're desperate. Mm. so I'll put a link on there and you can listen on YouTube. I recommend that you do. Michael Jackson reads it beautifully. King of Pop. Anyway, and what was my other trivia piece? Harrison Ford had a scene in this, but it was cut. So, Stu, actually, you found out this piece of trivia, didn't you? What mm-hmm. was he going to be Elliot's teacher, was he?
Yeah. It was only because he was... It was all to do with, like, the Raiders of the Lost Ark and...
Oh, right.
He was just one of Spielberg's guys.
Yeah.
So he was just going to use him in this.
Oh, I see.
But then they were just like... I read as well, because they did, like, the 20th year edition, where they changed the scene where they're escaping at the end. The policemen hold guns.
Oh, right.
As the boys cycle through.
Oh, okay, yeah, we've never seen
but
that.
They changed that in the 20th year edition. They've edited it so they hold walkie-talkies instead of guns.
Oh, right.
And they were going to put the Harrison Ford scene in then.
Yeah.
But Spielberg was just like, it just doesn't make sense to put him in for no reason.
Ah, I wonder what Harrison Ford, if he was disappointed.
He probably still got paid.
Oh, he would have got paid.
Yeah.
And he's probably been in enough films that he didn't mind his face not being on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For one scene.
Not like when they cut my one word out of Casualty.
Mm.
I'm fine. I'm over it. My word was, my line was... Thank you. As you can hear, I said it beautifully. I mean, it's like, what, they couldn't just leave a thank you in Casualty? They just had too much. Couldn't leave my thank you. I'm fine. I'm over it.
You're bitter about
it. I'm not bitter about it at all.
Still got paid.
I did get paid and I had a lovely lunch. I did have something else to say. Yes.
The Reese's.
Yeah, of course. So, as I said, I always thought that they were Skittles. The sweets that they were using. Please send us some. But they were Reese's Pieces. Please send us some. And so Hershey's spent... Or any other of your Hershey's products.
Goods.
Thank you. Hershey's spent $1 million to promote Reese's Pieces in the film. And then 2 weeks after E.T. came out, they had an increase in sales of 65%.
Paid off.
Yeah, they're doing very well. Yeah, but it does. I mean, it does work. I mean, obviously, I want Skittles whenever I see it because that's what I thought they were. But yeah, it does make you want those goods, doesn't
Impulse.
It?
Impulse.
Yeah. So that's what I've got to say about that. Oh, impressions. So what one did you do? You did.
I've done Be Good.
Be Good.
A few times.
Okay, so I won't say that. Ouch. And. E.T. phone home. And, oh, this is Gertie. My father's in Mexico. And then this is E.T. again. I'll be right here. Thank you. Good night.
Be good.
Well done. Good night.
That's the first impression of we've had for a while, because normally we've just been incorporating it.
Oh, yeah. We did everything properly for the new year. A good start for the new year.
Hmm. Oh, I enjoyed that. Thing as well, just I'll mention. Normally, you know what I'm like. If I watch anything from the 80s that requires any, like, tech in it, I'm always like, oh, it's just time. It's not it's not aged well. Jaws, I didn't think it aged well. Mm. Back to the Future. See Jaws and Back to the Future. Well,
don't listen to Back to the Future.
No, don't. but I didn't at any point think, maybe the cycling, but at any point think, I just can't watch it. It's too old.
No, it's amazing. It's aged well.
Yeah.
And it's just of a... It's the test of time. Yeah.
It's a good for like an alien film. It's a good feel good.
Yeah.
Friendship movie.
And the E.T. character is just so good and has it so good. He has a nice friendly face. I like him. Mm. He's a nice alien, not like an alien.
Or Independence Day. Yeah. Independence Day.
Yeah. For details.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Right, anyway. I think we're done then, so
yeah.
It's good to get back on the old horse today.
Yeah, Stu did a little horse
mime.
But sorry you missed out.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Feel free to tweet us anything, or Facebook us. We're on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we're going to sort that out, too.
Or leave a review if it's a positive one on iTunes or...
Any of your
formats.
Listening sites.
And we'll be back... In due course.
Yeah.
So enjoy your time until we're back. And if you've not listened to our old episodes, I'm talking like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. See Jurassic Park podcast.
Right, let's stop begging people to be our friend and to listen to our things.
Yeah, Twitter @ Films Lives.
Yeah.
@ Feltham Stewart. Victoria Feltham.
It's on. Yeah.
And we'll see you next week. And these.
Are the films of our lives. Bye, love you, bye.
See you later.
Please be our friend, love you, bye, bye, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.